800-686-2-
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning. We had a little surprise, a little trick-or-treat. We got the trick. But things will get better. It's going to warm up. The snow is going to melt, and we'll be back to normal before you know it. So don't panic. And if you have any questions about what to expect in the coming weeks, give us a call. Toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. Slow morning today. Many of the stations are having storm-related programming. So if you're listening to the show and you have a question, now is the time to call. 800-259-9231. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Francis from Massachusetts with a question about fertilizer.
Hey, good morning, Francis. How can we help you out today?
I just got 60 bulbs by mail, and I haven't planted them yet, but I can't find that Bud XR anywhere. They don't sell it. So I read in my books I can put garlic and mothballs in the hole before I plant the tulips. So that's what I'm going to try.
Yeah, mothballs will work really good.
Yeah.
What you want to do is dig a hole a little bit deeper than what the package calls for and put a few mothballs and then cover it with some soil, set your bulbs in, and then cover your bulbs with about an inch of soil and sprinkle a few more mothballs on top of it. And then when you're done planting, place a few more mothballs on top of the ground and water. And what will happen is the mothballs will dissolve from the rain and from your watering and will release some of the camphor. And that will help to keep some of the rodents out. So you are very, very right, and it does work well. But as soon as the snow melts, Francis, get out there, get them planted, and they will do very, very well for you. Many years ago, I planted some tulips and daffodil that were in my tool shed, and I didn't see them until Christmas morning when I was putting the wrapping from the kids' presents into the trash. I planted them on Christmas Day, and they did fine. Let's not take a chance, but as soon as the snow melts where you live, get the bulbs in the ground, and they'll do real well for you, okay? If we can help you, 800-259-9231. The other thing when you're planting bulbs, if your soil is really sandy, buy yourself a bag of regular topsoil or potting soil and blend some of it in. That will help to retain moisture, and that will give you a better bulb. Use a fertilizer at the time of planting, something like seaweed kelp. Don't use bone meal. You can use a little bit of flower tone or plant tone, but do not use bone meal. Bone meal is an old-fashioned fertilizer, and it will attract animals to dig in the ground because of the smell of the bone. So stay away from it. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Barbara from Rhode Island with a question about kiwi.
Barbara, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm calling for, I have a kiwi plant that I planted about 6-7 years ago, and I haven't got any kiwi on it. I'm wondering if I did something wrong. I got a boy and a girl, and
okay.
I don't know.
Are both males and females still actively growing?
Yeah. I mean, the vines, I got to clip them back constantly because they just it's very hardy. But I'm not
right.
getting any fruit.
Is the plant making flowers for you?
No.
Okay. How much are you cutting them back every year?
Well, you know how it will grow like the wisteria?
Yes.
I just clip it back. I just clip them off because they'll shoot
okay.
all over the place.
And at what time of the year are you cutting it back, Barbara?
As soon as it starts getting too crazy.
Okay.
I have it up on a fence.
It could be that you are pruning the plant at a time of the year when it makes flowers on the plant. But I want you to try something this year. I want you, and if you could do it now on this, it would help. Sometimes your soil becomes too acid. So if you could sprinkle either some lime, or if you have a fireplace or a wood stove, some wood ash. Make like a 3-foot circle around the plant and put several handfuls right on top of the garden. And the rain will wash it in, or you can cultivate it in a little bit. And that will help to make the soil less acidic. If you could do that now and again in the spring, To balance the acidity level in the ground, that could be one of the problems. The other thing is, if you really want them to produce, you need to feed them on a regular basis. Most of us, we get too busy, we don't do it. So you buy a fertilizer called Plant Tone. It comes in 5 pounds, 25 and 50-pound bags, and garden centers will carry it. What's nice about Plant Tone, it will fertilize your plant slowly over a 3-month period. So if you add some in April or early May, then in August you hit it a second time. Because it's organic, it's slow. It will not promote a lot of new growth, but it will give the plant a steady stream of fertilizer, and it will encourage it to give you some blossoms. And the third thing that you can add, I want you to find a product called Thrive, T-H-R-I-V-E. And it will stay on the package, Mycorrhiza. And Mycorrhiza will help that plant to produce a phosphorus-type fertilizer. Mycorrhiza will encourage a plant to make a bigger-than-normal root system and help it to make more blossoms. And that's what you need. You need the blossoms to give you the small little berries or fruit that you will get from your plant, okay? But try not pruning it this year to see what's going to happen and if flowers will develop on the plant. Because if you're pruning it early, you could be removing all of the flower buds on that plant, okay? So try some of those ideas, and I think you're going to see changes on the quality of your plant and eventually some fruit. But if both your male and female are growing, You should have beautiful, beautiful fruit on that vine. Good luck. And let us know. 800-259-9231 is the phone number. If we can help you, give us a call and we'll work together. Despite all of the snow that's everywhere on the East Coast this morning. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Carolyn from Maine with a question about mushrooms.
Carolyn, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi.
Hi.
I spoke with you a few minutes ago. I was talking about rodents in our compost.
Yes.
And you said to put, first of all, I need you to know right now, I have two questions. This is the first one was about the rodents in the compost. You said to put, you could put bait around the edges. You mean like something that will kill them?
Yes.
Okay. So it's not in the compost. And the compost right now is old compost. It's not fresh that we're, They're in the old compost that's not hot anymore. It's just ready to use.
Okay. Okay. Carolyn, hold on a second. We're coming up on a break, and we'll talk as soon as we get through this period.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red Milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
The fall season is my favorite. With all the colorful trees and shrubs, keep them healthy with a good feeding of Plantone fertilizer right now. All your plants with leaves will have an easier time getting through the winter if fed now. Healthy plants survive the winter better, and when spring arrives, they will also bloom better for you. For evergreens, use Hollytone. For bulbs this fall, use Bulbtone from Espoma.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird.
Gardening is a lot of fun and work until the animals move into your yard for lunch. This year, stop the pollen with 100% organic animal repellent made by ShakeAway. ShakeAway Small Critter repels chipmunks, rabbits, and the dreaded woodchucks. That's right, woodchucks. ShakeAway Dormant Cat Repellent keeps your neighbor's cat from using your garden as a litter box. Only from ShakeAway. All ShakeAway products contain fox urine, proven to be most effective repellent for your garden. Go to ShakeAway.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. Healers. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products. Delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at MainMilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MainMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm meshes, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com, the main name in military supply.
Well, good morning. We're talking with Caroline about a problem she's having with her compost pile. You said that the rodents are digging into the compost pile that's already made.
Yes, it's already well established. It's not hot anymore, and it's what we would be using. They're in that, and they're in the other parts too. But you had mentioned before about using compost maker,
right,
with microbes, but can you do this on old compost? Will that work?
Oh, yes. Okay. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Compost maker, what it is a collection of microbes that have been grown in a laboratory, and they are put into dormancy so they can be packaged and shipped. You take these microbes, you apply them to your compost pile, you work them into your existing compost and water, and with temperature, they will wake up in moisture, and they will continue that breakdown process to do a better job for you. And that, in turn, will also create heat that will drive them out. But I would try that, but I would also get some bait. Now, if you don't go with like decon is more for inside a building. I had a problem 2 years ago at my house in Kennebunk, and right near my bird feeders, I started to see what I thought was a rat coming out. And realized that it was a rat. And we had never had rats. We've been there 19 years. So I went to an agway. And I explained to him what the situation was. And he gave me these tablets. They were probably the size of my thumb. They were coated with paraffin. And they were to be used for rats outside, and we applied them near the bird feeder. Within 2 days, they were gone. Within a week, we had no more rats near there. And I was worried because this time of the year, they're going to go into a hibernation state. And then when spring comes, they're going to mate, and they're going to have babies, and then you'll really have a problem. So go to like a feed and grain store, an Agway, and tell them what the situation is that you want a bait for outside use. And what we did is I didn't want it to get wet and go bad, even though it was treated. I took an empty string bean can, laid it on its side, put the bait about halfway in. That way the can kept the rain out. The rat went in, picked up the bait, took it, ate it, and the problem disappeared. I don't want you to mix it in with your compost pile, because eventually you may put that compost in your vegetable garden, and we don't want to take a chance that we contaminate the pile with a rodent killer. But again, we just took an empty tin can, put it halfway in, laid it on its side, the rat went in and got it, and the problem was solved. So you give that a try. And being that the can is small, I didn't have to worry about a dog or a cat getting inside of it. And it worked real well. Thank you. And let us know how you work, how it makes, works out for you. We appreciate the phone call. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Carolyn from New Hampshire with a question about Christmas cactus.
Hey, Carolyn from New Hampshire. Good morning.
Good morning.
How can we help you out today?
Yes, you know, Paul, I have this beautiful Christmas cactus that my mother had given me many years ago. This thing must be 20 years old or more, and it's absolutely huge. And each year, it seems like it gets buds and flowers earlier and earlier. Last year, it was Thanksgiving, and now, right now, I've got it, and I think it's going to bloom tomorrow.
Okay. I will tell you what to do. We're coming up on a break, and when we come back, I'll tell you exactly what to do. Okay? Don't despair. There is a solution.
If rabbits have found your garden and are eating your flowers and shrubs, it's time to fight back with Bob XR. Just spray the foliage of your plants and they will move to your neighbor's yard. Bob XR will not wash off and will last for up to 2 months, even during the winter. If rodents ate your flower bulbs this year, be sure to treat your new ones with Bob XR by soaking them for 5 minutes before planting this fall. For honest answers about your animal problems, call Bob X at 800-792-4449.
Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
Hi, it's MZ with an important message for you. Longevity vitamin supplements work. Listen to Alex Jones.
6 months ago, Michael Zwirling, who's the owner of a few stations we're on out in California, big stations, said, look, Ted, believe me, this stuff's real. Try these vitamins. They're in the liquid form. They're the type you actually absorb. There's over 90 of them. Try it. Ted had a knee so bad he's about to have surgery. He took this cartilage supplement they've got, gone. Now, when you drink the Tangy Tangerine, this isn't like your normal vitamin thing where it just tastes like little sweet sugar. But, I mean, it's powerful. You can taste the vitamins. You can taste all the flavors. You can taste the, things you've never tasted before. And I studied history. I've looked at it. I think these are the best supplements out there, bar none. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Remember that web address. To buy Beyond Tangy Tangerine at wholesale prices or to join our Alex Jones business team, go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. Alex has told you about the amazing, great-tasting, long-term storable food from eFoods Direct and how a food savings account is your best insurance against natural disasters, job loss, and high food costs. But did you know that this dehydrated food also protects you against foodborne contaminants like E. coli and Salmonella? Those poisonous critters can't live in low-moisture food from eFoods Direct. Ask for the Alex Fall Special. The Fall Special is a 24-day supply of food in a convenient portable container. A $259 value for only $199. Save $60 on 160 servings of the best food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Fall Special and go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 24 hours, 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Well, good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We had a surprise this morning. We had an early trick-or-treat, and the trick was on us with that crazy snow. It's going to melt. Things will get back to normal, so don't panic, okay? Now, we were talking with Caroline about Christmas cactus, and for some reason this year, I don't know why, but a lot of the Christmas cactus seem to be blooming ahead of schedule, earlier than they normally do. What you're going to need to do, Carolyn, is to try and move your plant into a room with a north-facing window and a room that's going to be as cool as possible. I just did a story in this past week's newsletter. So if you don't get our newsletter, go to paulparent.com. P-A-R-E-N-T, just like mom and dad. Top of the page, it says newsletter. Click on it. Put in your email address, and you will receive the newsletter every single week. Now, while you're there, click on this week's newsletter, and it will tell you the whole story on how to make Christmas cactus bloom for Thanksgiving or Christmas, and to make it rebloom a second time. And Christmas cactus is one of very few plants that you can make rebloom a second time about 8 weeks after the initial bloom. So you need to slow down the blooming cycle. And what you need to do is get it out of a south-facing window, because when the sun comes in that window, your house may be, let's say, 70, but when the sun comes through the glass, it could increase the temperatures on that plant to 80 or even higher. A north window, an east window with morning sun will help. And if you can put it in a room where you can turn off the heat, shut the vent, or close the radiator, or something like that, that will cool down the room, and it will slow down the blooming cycle. Then when you want it to enjoy it, move it out. But when you move it, put it near a window that does not get direct sun in the middle of the day, and keep it out from the middle of the room. It's warmer near the middle of the room than it is near a window, because all windows are drafty, and at night when it gets cold, the cold will come through the glass, cooling that first foot and making the air temperature cooler. So cool it down. No hot direct sunshine in the middle of the day, and it will slow down that process. And go easy on the water. The worst thing you can do is to overwater that plant. The buds will all fall. And when you water, water with cool water, regular than warm water. Not cold, but cool. And that will cool down the plant even more and slow down the blooming cycle. Great question. But go to the website and sign up for the newsletter and read about how to make it bloom. If you had left the plant outside a little bit longer in the fall, you could have delayed the blooming of the Christmas cactus. The newsletter is free. It comes to you every single Thursday. So go to the website, and Friday of next week, we have a brand new website coming. You're going to love it. We're going to be able to take pictures from your garden and put it on the website so that you can brag to everybody about what you did. We're inviting garden clubs and local groups that are having plant sales and gardening events to send us the information, and we'll post it on the website and a lot more. And don't forget, there's a lot of information that you will be able to get next week that you weren't able to this week. You're going to love the new website. We've been working on it for a month, and it is fabulous. Okay, Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Dennis from Cape Cod with a question about hibiscus.
Good morning, Dennis. How can we help you out today?
Good morning, Paul. Two years ago at the supermarket, I purchased a hibiscus, which supposedly was an annual. And we put it in the yard. It flowered wonderfully. At the end of the season last year, we dug it up, put it in a pot, cut it back a little bit, brought it into the house. All the leaves fell off of it, and then everything regrew on it in the house. We've replanted it outside, and it's done wonderfully. My question is, it's gotten so big and so healthy. Should I do the same thing, bring it into the house and leave it upstairs by the light, or put it in the basement, or can we leave that outside? It seems like it's established itself very well.
Yeah. The problem is there are two types of hibiscus. There is the tropical hibiscus, which many nurseries and garden centers sell during June, July, August, even September, in full bloom. Great big funnel-shaped flowers, and they bloom nonstop on the deck or porch or patio. And those are tropical, and they need to spend the winter inside the house. If you can put it in front of a south-facing window and fertilize it every single week, that hibiscus will bloom all winter long. As long as you feed it and you take care of it, it will bloom all winter long in a south-facing window. Now, there is a perennial one, and I don't know if you've seen it, but it's called rose mallow. And it's a perennial hibiscus. And on the Cape, it will grow 6 feet tall, will produce flowers that are 10 to 12 inches in diameter when they open. They are incredible. And in the winter, they die to the ground. You cut them flush to the ground. And in the spring, they come right back up again. That's what you should buy next year from your local garden center, rose mallow. And that way you don't have to worry about it. But the one that you have now, even on Cape Cod, will not survive the winter. So you'll have to dig it up, bring it in, keep it in a sunny window, feed it often, give it lots of sun, and it will bloom. But it's not winter hardy, even on Cape Cod. Okay? Thank you. We appreciate the phone call. Our phone is 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. We're going to have a long winter. It's starting early. And if you would like to join us, we are headed to the Chelsea Flower Show in England, in London, on May 22nd through the 30th. This is the largest flower show in the world. It runs for 5 days. 2 days for the politicians, the Queen, and all the royalty, and 3 days only for the general public. If you want to go, give us a call. Go to the website and read all about it. It is an incredible opportunity to see a flower show like you have never, ever seen before. Plus, we're going to spend a whole day in London touring the city. Plus, you're going to visit Wesley Gardens, which is the British Botanical Society's home. And they have just finished building a brand new greenhouse the size of 5 tennis courts. Incredible gardens. We're going to visit an organic farm, 7 other gardens, Stonehenge, and a garden center. So check out the website. Go to paulparent.com. Click on the Chelsea Flower Show, and you can see the hotels we'll be staying in and all of the gardens themselves. It is going to be a real, real unique trip. And we're about a third of the way there. So space is limited. Don't hesitate. You can call Largay Travel. Their phone number is 800-322-9481. That's 800-322-9481 for more information. But it will be a great trip if you like gardening or if you just want to see the world. It's incredible. Now, our phone number here is 800-259-9231. I don't want you to get discouraged about the weather. I know a lot of you had snow. It will melt. You will resume your normal fall gardening. The grass may need to be cut. If you haven't fertilized it, you can still fertilize. Don't forget, you need to mulch around your rose bushes. You need to put an anti-desiccant on your broadleaf evergreens, especially newly planted broadleaf evergreens. Plants like azaleas, boxwood, ilex, holly, rhododendron, if they're new this year, use an antidesiccant on them. Traditionally, you apply it around Thanksgiving. Buy it now, have it ready so that you can apply it to the plants. If this storm is telling you one thing, it's telling you that winter is coming. It could be a sign that we are in for a very, very long winter. So let's protect our plants by putting mulch around the more tender plants, by bringing in our containers so they don't break, during the winter outside. Prepare your chemicals, your weed killers, your fungicides. Put them away in your basement or a heated garage for the winter. If you take chemicals and weed killers and you leave them in a regular tool shed where it gets cold and they freeze, the quality of the product begins to break down and they're not going to be as effective. So begin to put them away. If you have a snowblower and you didn't use it because it wasn't thick enough, it's a sign. Get it tuned up now. Start it today. Let it run. Get your gas ready. Get your snow shovel, salt, sand. It's on its way. And next week, the hours change, so it is really going to be dark late in the day. Early in the day.
When it comes to lawn care, most people think that fall is shut it down, close it up, and pack it in season. But actually, the opposite is true. Hi, I'm Ashton Ritchie of the Scotts Company. The fact is, just about anything you do for your lawn right now will do more good than at any other time of the year. Fall is the best time to feed and the best time to seed. That's because fall is when conditions are perfect for root growth, the foundation your lawn needs for the entire year. Feed your lawn now with Scott's Winter Guard fertilizer and you'll strengthen your lawn from the roots up. Seed your lawn now with Scott's Pure Premium Grass Seed and you'll give the new grass its very best chance at establishing healthy roots. So, put down Scott's Winter Guard and Scott's Pure Premium Grass Seed this weekend. You'll be glad you did all next year. Find out more at Scott's.com.
Have you ever made compost in the backyard? It's fun, but a lot of work and well worth it. You can't use kitchen waste or the animals will dig up your compost pile and make a mess. If you put a lot of weeds in your compost pile, does it get hot enough to kill the weed seeds? It must be 160 degrees to do that. Are you spreading your new compost with weed seeds in it? This spring, join 250,000 gardeners and make compost in the compost tumbler. The compost tumbler will change kitchen and yard waste into rich, weed-free compost in just 2 weeks. Not a year like the compost pile. The compost tumbler will hold 6 30-gallon trash bags of yard and kitchen waste, and in just 2 weeks, make 2 wheelbarrows of rich compost, about $50 worth of bag compost. Bring the soil back to life. Grow healthier plants with less disease problems. Go to www.paulparent.com. Click on sponsors, then compost tumbler for information and special discount price codes. The compost tumbler at paulparent.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-346-6829. 334 no tax.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Well, good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Let's go right to the phone lines. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Rebecca from New Hampshire with a question about lilacs.
Hey, Rebecca, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Paul, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Good.
A little bit discouraged with the snow, but things will get better.
Yes, it will. Listen, what I did was I had a huge lilac bush. And about 4 years ago, we transplanted it into four smaller groupings, and
okay.
It has thrived. Every year we get lilacs, but I have some branches that get no leaves at all. I'm wondering if I can prune it, when I should prune it to get rid of those dead branches, and is there anything I can put around for topsoil to help this thrive a little more?
Okay. What I would do is anything that's dead on that plant should be removed. And if you just take your fingernail and scratch the branch or bend it, and if it snaps real easy, remove it. And get all of that dead wood out, because dead wood on any plant will encourage, like a predator insect, which is part of nature, to take and destroy dead wood. And if it comes in, it could hurt the good part of your plant also. Around your lilac, once you've cleaned it, put some compost. Just buy a bag of compost and use compost instead of bark mulch on it. Lime, spring and fall. If you can lime spring and fall, that will make a tremendous difference in the quality of your plants. And for a fertilizer, use something like Plant Tone on it. You can do that spring and fall. So compost instead of mulch, and you should take all the grass away about 18 inches all the way around that clump, and then a couple of inches of compost on top of it. Lime, spring and fall, and Plant Tone fertilizer, and you will see a big, big difference. And any time you see something dead, get it out. Good luck, and let us know, and take pictures when they come in bloom to put on our new website. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Robin from PA with a question about Wiltree.
Hey, Robin, good morning. How can we help you out today?
Yeah, hi, Paul. I had a question. I have some newly planted azaleas that I was planning on putting wilt-proof on, but I also need to put a deer repellent on, and I usually use deer off, and I didn't know if it mattered what I applied first.
I would put the deer off now, and I would hold off on the wilt-proof until Thanksgiving. Because wilt-proof, like any other product, will break down with sunlight and with weather. And unless the deer are active now, put it on now, because you want to train those deer not to come. The wilt-proof is not necessary right now because the ground is not frozen, and if the wind blows, the plant can pull moisture out of the ground to replace it from the foliage. Once the ground freezes and moisture comes out of your azalea leaf, if the root system cannot replace the moisture, that's when you have problems. So delay the wilt-proof until about Thanksgiving. And I would suggest that you reapply it in either late January or early February. February is the month where we can have a lot of damage to broadleaf evergreens because the sun is higher, we're getting more wind, and we're losing more moisture in the plant. And repeat the deer off about every 4 to 6 weeks, especially if they start to come. And if you see that they come and the deer off is not getting as effective, buy a different one, like Shake Away, and alternate. One time with deer off, one time with Shake Away. And that way they don't get accustomed to the same smell and taste on your plant. I want you guys to have a good week. Think positive. The snow will melt and the normal fall will return. Thanks, Tom.